Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to the Living in Bosnia and Herzegovina podcast.
You won't believe this, but we've suddenly got cool weather here in Bosnia and Herzegovina. If you're following us on the vlog and the blog, you'll know that we've been going on about these almost Dubai-type temperatures of 42 and 45 and hiding from the sun. But this evening, you'll hear from the noise in the background. We're sat in a coffee bar in the centre of Laktaşi, and I've got the opportunity in his very, very, very busy schedule. This guy I've been following on Instagram, he's doing the grand tour of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and I think at the end we're going to find out he's got another grand tour planned, but we'll see what he says about that a little later on. Zoran Matic is, I think by profession, a journalist. He's passionate about Bosnia and Herzegovina. He's passionate about tourism, but as I normally say, no matter how much research I do, I always get it wrong. So the first question is, who is Zoran Matic?
Zoran Matic is a classical junkie, but travel junkie. And I want to make people to travel as much as possible, because traveling, visiting places, enjoying other cultures, knowing about other people, other places, learning history is everything you get on the travel. But for my opinion is that for the money, best you can is a travel. Best way to use your money is a travel. And when the start Corona pandemic and people can't go in Europe, in other place in the world, need to cancel their vacations, they come to me. my friends who know how much I travel and start asking me about our country, about Bosnia and Herzegovina, where they can go with friends, where they can go with girl or boy, with, where is something special or something nice for families with children and something. And I started to knowing that people don't know what we have here. I even believe that people know what we have, but they don't care. They don't want to go. They want to go in Sarajevo, in Mostar, in Trebinje, maybe in Bijeljina when they go to Serbia, and that's it. But when this started with Corona, I'm knowing that people don't know what we have here. Bosnia and Herzegovina is a country, a very specific country in the hearts of the Balkan. In every, history of the Balkan, from the Middle Age today to our days, Bosnia and Herzegovina was a heart. Bosnia and Herzegovina was the middle of the culture. Bosnia and Herzegovina is a rare country where every culture from the east, west, north, south came to the Bosnia and lived their culture. In Bosnia and Herzegovina, you have amazing nature. This country, small country, have more waterfalls than Italy, France and Germany together. That's a great thing. So, of course, tourism in Bosnia and Herzegovina isn't on the pedestal where we should be. But my opinion is that I, like someone who love traveling and love to make people travel, need to make people see and enjoy what we have here. In this country, you have three cultures that is dominating: Serbs, Catholic, Croats, and Muslims, Bošnjaci. That is dominating, but we have Ukrainians, we have Italian Catholics, we have Russians, we have Poland people, we have Irish people, Celts people. So that is something that is very, very, very rare in Europe, but nedovoljno prepoznato, not so. Yes, in our country. So I think that we are on the start of a long marathon with the tourism, and we are going step by step. This is a great opportunity to see how one horrible thing like a pandemic is can bring to us something new and something beautiful. That is yin and yang situation, and that's impressive.
When I talk to a lot of foreigners about coming to Bosnia and Herzegovina, the few that I've actually met, because to be honest, there aren't all that many as at the moment, and I say, where do you get your information from? How do you plan your visit? What do you want to see? And they always say, well, David, I've got the Brandt Travel Guide. Now, that might be one of the books to go to, but I think that you've just done something that's going to upset Brandt monumentally, because you've just spent a lot of time with the book 50 locations in Bosnia and Herzegovina. How difficult was it to make such a detailed and informative book?
That's not a problem for me, because I'm thinking Brandt's guides, Rick Steves' guides, Edward Kerti guides, every book for the countries of most of Europe are made to represent all the beauties of the country. My country didn't have that, and I wanted to make a book that will complete on one place everything that we can call the represent tourist places. So I made this book. This book have four categories. First category is the 50 locations of Bosnia and Herzegovina, 50 top locations of Bosnia and Herzegovina. That is places who are so represent that we can show it to the world. Second category have 50 locations that are not recognized in tourism, but they are amazing. there are places that we can show with our history, with our medieval stories, with nature, with everything that is magnificent and untouched. That is something when tourism is not on the pedestal that we want, that give us a benefit of untouching nature. So that is the second category. For third category is something that you see on me on the first, that is gastronomy. Because this is a country where I like to say the city Yadu, that mean that we don't have any occasions in our lives that are not related to the gastronomy. Everything what happened in our lives is related to gastronomy, from happy to the most sad events in our day life. So on the fourth category, last category in the book, I have rock and roll places like this, places where you can, because I'm coming from the world of rock and roll and subculture rock and roll, and I want to show people places in Beja who take care of that culture, where you can go on the coffee, where you can see some beautiful show or concert, where you can spend some time with your friends. That was my idea for that category. Book is now translated to the English. I prepared translations on the Turkish and the Germany, Deutsch language. And I'm preparing a second book that will have 150 locations in Beja and all those categories I mentioned. So that will be the biggest book on the Beja, and I want with that book to make my country proud, to show every beautiful place in this magnificent country and put it on the tourist pedestal that we have now.
We went to see at the folklore festival, the Days of Ethno in Banja Luka recently, and there was a lady from Holland, and she made a film, My Borrowed Heritage, and it was about dance, really. And one of the reactions that I saw from people in the audience like me was a lot of local people saying, "Do you know, I never knew that. What? I never knew that. I never knew that." And you said earlier on that a lot of people from Bosnia and Herzegovina don't understand the jewel that they live in. Do you find that frustrating? Do you find that sad? Or how do you react when people say, "Zoran, I never knew that"?
That is not the problem of the people. Something that we have bloody times here. Bosnia and Herzegovina is a country on every third generation have bloody times. So in World War I, in World War II, in the civil war that was in Beja, make some separations in the country. So people don't know stuff because of that. We need something in Austrian Empire, in Habsburg's monarchy, they called 100 years of peace. We need 100 years of peace, and that generation that will come in 101st year will know everything. That is a payment of our history. And my mission and mission of people who are around me and doing all this story is to make people know what we have here, to respect their culture and respect other, to enjoy and live with all our Jews and differences. Because you have people in Banja Luka who don't try Sogan Doma, Japrag, they don't try Tuvumba. You have people in Sarajevo who don't know what is Vlaški sir, what is Sirnica sa srpskim kajmakom. And that is something that is sad, and we need to make that normally standard for our citizens and our guests.
You've travelled the whole of the country. I did a bit of research on you, so I know that you've been to everywhere. This is a very rare book, in fact, because not every tourist book has been written by people that have been to everywhere that they're talking about. You have. Now, you've seen all these places. I know that you really want to say to me, David, I love them all equally, but you're only a human being. What is your favorite of all favorite places in Bosnia and Herzegovina?
I have three places.
Okay.
National Park Sutjeska. That is something that is pretty amazing. The place where you understand to the nature don't belong to us. We belong to nature. That is a rare place in the world that you can realize that fact, that easy and normal fact that we are forgetting. Second place, because I'm a great, very very loving history and history places, I went to the Tito's bunker in Konjic. That was atomic bunker for government of ex-Yugoslavia. But today that bunker is make like Museum of Modern Arts, amazing Biennale. And on the third place, I will take Livno horses. Near the city Livno on the mountain Sincar, you have something about 700 wild horses. They're living in that nature, and because my wife adore and love horses, what you can see on from a place. We go on the Cincar and enjoy one day with that horses, and that is unique experience in the world. You have that on the Cincar, on the northern Ireland and in Moldavia. No other place in the world have so much wild horses and so close to the people. You can go one day, be all day with that horses, and came home with one incredible adventure.
When you've traveled the country doing book launches like you have here tonight, what has the reaction been of most people?
Amazing. Amazing and incredible. I do 53 promotions of the book, and people react great. They recognize my idea, and they recognize idea of beautiful places in Beja that we don't know before the pandemic. Now we have people who traveling every free weekend or free day to some place, enjoy that place, knowing something new, something different, and that is something that I'm proud on that. I'm proud that all around the country I meet beautiful people. They compliment me, they thanking me for my job, and they recognize all the jewels, all the beautifuls that we have in Beja.
Finally, I read online, and I know that you can't believe everything that you read online, but apparently you've got another idea about making a book about the former Warsaw Pact countries.
Yes,
that's going to be a massive undertaking,
yes,
isn't it?
That is the original plan. I'm thanking Corona for that, because I'm start with that book. That was a mistake. Because of Corona, I started my writing with my country. That is something that is amanet, that is a legacy of Ivo Andrić. And I am happy because of that. That idea will called Show Behind the Curtain. That will be from Eastern Berlin to the Vladivostok. All countries that we're showing people how they look, what they have, that is something amazing. That is combination of so much beautiful in one that you can't believe. I make most of the Russian, I made Romania, I made Bulgaria, started Hungary. So that is one very big project. But before that, I will have a book about Balkan, from Slovenia to Albania. All the countries in one book, to show people from Croatia, beautiful Macedonia, people from Macedonia to show northern Serbia, and something like that.
Zoran Matic, thank you very much indeed for giving me your time tonight. Thank you for signing our book. And we can get this now. in English in PDF. And where can people find it on the web?
For now, they contact me on the Instagram and Facebook, and very soon that will be on Amazon.
Okay, so I'll put links to the bottom of the show notes wherever you see this. I now think that you have to go and work now because you have to do a promotion here in Laktaşi.
I hope that you will enjoy my promotion, and I'm sorry for my rather Shabrija language in Russian films. I am not good in speaking foreign languages, better in typing. So I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe buying us a coffee. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again, and see you next time.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.